From kids playing the game for the first time to the pros playing on Sundays, football has an impact on each and every player who hits the gridiron. But for a local high school team, the sport means much more than touchdowns and tackles or wins and losses. At Robbinsdale Cooper High School, winning on Friday nights is important, but so too is changing the lives of young men who come through the program. It is a family atmosphere that has been installed by their head coach, former Viking Willie Howard.
You know, ultimately, we took over. Our booster club was negative. They didn't have a winning season for quite a while. They had some great coaches there prior to, but there wasn't a culture of winning that was established. I hired an amazing coaching staff, a lot of ex-Gophers, a lot of ex-Ravens. Another ex-Viking is on my coaching staff. And I wanted to surround our team with a bunch of people of high character, educated men, whether it's from the sports arena or also I've got people that build cars, build houses, paint cars, and just getting my kids around people that are of high character and high integrity to rebuild the program and put it where it needs to be.
After a serious knee injury ended his Vikings playing career after only 2 years, Howard decided to stay in Minnesota and knew the sport of football was his calling. He used his degree at Stanford and got into education, where he saw the difference he could make in young lives. He took that same energy to the gridiron, where the Cooper players are not only learning about football, but how to become leaders in their class.
You know, we talk about the Cooper way. Everything that we talk about at Cooper High School is we're going to be a family. And I know here at the Vikings there was a family. I just saw Gigi upstairs and everything she talked about, even in the kitchen. You know, she's the cook. She's going to make sure her family's taken care of. And when we talk about creating a culture, we're looking at each other as our brothers and our sisters. We're worried about what people think about us on and off the field. And so if we're worried about what people are thinking about us, we've got to create our culture in which people can say, yeah, you guys are winning football games. You guys are doing good on the football field. But really, what are you doing off the field is what counts. Because like they say, that percentage of how many people are going to go to the NFL are so short, but we're going to leverage this football playing ability in high school to make us better people, to be able to embark on our careers.
We've always looked up to him coming in as freshmen. Even before freshmen, we go to games, and we've always heard about him moving up in the programs. And he's just someone like you really want to look up to. Like what he does for the program, what he does for the community is just really great.
Preparing for the next chapter in life is a big part of the football program, and that includes dressing for success.
Something Coach Howard implemented into Cooper High School, we dress up Mondays and Wednesdays. I've heard kids that aren't football players come up and ask Coach Howard if they could join in on dressing for success. So it's kind of getting the whole school involved around what he started, and it's kind of just showing how, like, where Cooper's at. It's in Robbinsdale, so it's not a bad neighborhood, but the stereotype is it's kind of a bad neighborhood. We're trying to get that stereotype out of the way. We're just like everyone else. We're a great school, and we have our kids backing us up, so it's great. It's great.
To recognize the impact the coaching staff are having at Cooper High School, Coach Howard was awarded the NFL High School Coach of the Week earlier this month. The team got a donation from the Vikings Foundation, and the players were able to come to Winter Park to meet the Vikings.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Good seeing you.
You too.
Thank you, Coach.
Former Viking Willie Howard had brought winning back to Robbinsdale Cooper High School and helped bring success on the football field. But his impact has gone much further than wins on Friday. Through the game of football, he has helped transform and motivate hundreds of young men to become role models in school and push for greatness in life.
You know, ultimately, the ultimate goal for the players and probably the community is to win a state championship. I love that. It's a great goal. But I think that's secondary for us, because if we reach it, that's awesome. I want people to know that when you come through our program, you're going to learn more than just what it means to tackle, head up, square up, wrap, drive. You're going to know what it means more than just go run a post route or a comeback. You're going to learn that you're going to have to persevere. You're going to have to be persistent to get the things that you want. You're going to have to step up your game, because football's going to be gone. And what are you going to do when your job at your job and your boss isn't happy with how you're performing? How are you going to respond to your boss? Because you still got to feed your family. And so I want people to know that we want to push our kids to go off to college, because at Cooper High School, we say when you leave our building, you're going to be career and college ready. And this is our part of making sure that students at Cooper High School are career and college ready.